KBC, what's a hatchie? The following is a special presentation of sports.kbec.com. Welcome to the Press Box with Brian Stevens and Seth Sims. The Press Box will focus primarily on Ellis County High School athletic programs. Be ready to call in at 972-923-1390 or 972-938-1390. Brought to you by Dr. Mark Rue and Dr. Josh McSpadden with Waxahachie Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the Stevens Team at Legacy Realty, and FBM Construction. And now, here's tonight's show.
Well, hello, friends. It's Monday night, so you know what that means. It's Press Box. Brian Stevens here, and I have my trusted partner in crime, Seth, next to me to my left.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. And over in the other room, we got Yo-Yo Dave, the best producer north and south of the equator, and I think this side of the asteroid belt.
Well, they just made an adjustment to the doorway to get my head through here after you guys talked to me like that. I'm telling you. Goodness gracious.
It's all deserved. Yo-Yo, we appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
And can't forget Mr. Taterbeard. He'll be joining us here momentarily.
That's right. He is the man behind the curtain that makes everything go. He is the wizard.
He's the little engine that could.
That's right. Well, guys, we have an amazing show for you. Before we get to that, I want to talk about, and we're not going to talk about what you think I'm going to talk about, because they don't deserve to be talked about, if that makes sense. But we're going to talk about baseball.
Okay.
Let's go back two games. Yesterday, or last night, the Dodgers won. But what did you think, Seth? You're a baseball guy. So, bottom of the ninth inning, Tampa Bay, single to center. The ball game's going to be tied up. But then the Bad News Bears fiasco that happened after that. Walk us through that.
So I was just sitting there and I was thinking we had just got done because I was Friday night or Saturday?
Friday. No, Saturday.
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 So we were coaching and I coached select baseball. And so I just got done coaching some 14-year-old kids.
Right.
And I watched it on TV and I'm like, wow. That looks like my guys out there.
So your guys could be in the World Series.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
But well, yeah, it's just funny how, and we'll have some coaches on it. It probably won't relate, but when you're dealing with athletes at any age, it's just funny how even the best in the game can still make mistakes.
That's right.
Whether it's the center fielder trying too hard to come get the ball quick to get it in so the winning run wouldn't score.
You're right.
When he honestly could have dropped to a knee, got it in, and kept the guy at third.
Mm-hmm.
Or the catcher trying to tag before he caught the ball, which is like the number one rule in tagging, catch the ball first.
Right.
So, but yeah, I felt. And then the guy, and I can't ever pronounce, starts with an A, the rookie, his last name for the race.
Right, I know you're talking about. Aaron Zota.
Tripping and falling and then trying to go back and then having to go back to home. Yeah, that was like 14U baseball, double A in McKinney, Texas.
You made an excellent point there, though. Even the professionals, they're the ones who trained all their lives and get paid millions of dollars to make mistakes. So that's kind of a reminder for us as we focus on high school sports and we have these young student-athletes on. And as we're at the games, by the way, I'm at a lot of games, and I hear a lot of parents and a lot of people from the stands, and I'm kind of embarrassed sometimes what they say. So as a reminder, if professional millionaires make mistakes, then these young student-athletes are going to make mistakes too. Give them a little grace.
Well, you're a professional realtor. Do you make mistakes?
All the time.
All the time.
Every day, all day, all day.
And so, but yeah, that was fun. And then if you thought that was fun, this show is going to be even more fun. You know why, Brian?
Tell me.
Because we're talking volleyball.
Love it.
We're talking football.
Love
it. We're talking all Ellis County sports.
Let's go. Let's go.
Here momentarily, we'll have our player of the week on for the KBC Sports Poll. We'll also have Palmer Volleyball, Maypearl Football, and Midlothian Heritage Football.
Action-packed.
So if you love volleyball, if you love football, if you love sports in general, tune in. And we can't wait to let you know what's going on in the Ellis County sports world.
And also, we are not going to discourage a phone call. So if you're out there listening, driving in your living room, and you want to ask us or one of the guests we have a question, call us at 972-923-1390. press one when you hear the marvelous, amazing Ken Roberts, and you'll talk to Yo-Yo, and you'll maybe be on air with us. Again, 972-923-1390.
And don't forget, face masks are required, but social distancing. Face mask and social distancing, please.
I got the joke you were trying to
we
get
got
across.
It.
See, there I am making a mistake, and I'm paid tens of dollars to do this.
And so, but we're going to go ahead and get our first interview going. This is our KBC Sports Player of the Week for Week 3. It is not a volleyball player this time.
And as I bring him on, I have been instructed to say that he has some fans inside the studio here. There's a couple of girls that say, good luck to you, boy.
Really?
Ooh, awesome.
All right.
Yes. All right. Well, let's bring in quarterback and safety for the Palmer Bulldogs, Julian Villasenor. I could have butched that. Julian, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, pronounce your last name because I'm very terrible with names.
Villasenor.
Yeah, I messed that up.
That's what I would have said.
And so, well, we appreciate you coming on with us. I guess first thing to ask is, how does it feel to be KBC Sports Player of the Week?
It feels good.
And so you ended up with 63.6% of the votes.
That's a rout.
So you had 231 yards, 3 TDs versus Scurry Rosser. Talk about how your season's going and what about this Palmer Bulldogs squad makes it special.
About that game, I couldn't do all that by myself. It was all part of a team. And then for the season, we're just doing good right now. Our coach Waddle, and all our other coaches are just putting a good scheme for us and helping us pull out the wins and all that. But over the team, we're just like close to each other, and this helps a lot with the chemistry, like a brotherhood.
Now, Julian, you're not only playing quarterback, but you're also getting some playing time on the other side of the ball at safety. What do you enjoy more, laying that big hit on somebody or being that leader on the team on the offense and scoring a touchdown? What would you say you prefer more?
I'd rather play offense, scoring touchdowns, and, putting the points on the board.
That's a little more fun, a little more glory there.
Yes, sir.
Now, Julian, we know Adrian Cisneros was the quarterback last year, and you got limited reps, but you're making the most out of your reps this year. How has the coaching staff helped develop you at that quarterback position, and which teammates? Is it the offensive line? Is it the weapons that have kind of led to your success?
The coaches just believed in me. I had a big shoes to fill and all that, but I think it's just all of us, the offensive line, our skilled players. We just make good plays, and our O-line, for sure, has been stepping up a lot lately.
Well, we want to say congratulations again for coming on with us and for winning KBC Sports Player of the Week. Before we go, we have Coach Barnes, the head volleyball coach, here, and we also have Macy Maxwell and Alexa Pelrose. Do you have anything to say, compliments about the volleyball team in Palmer?
Oh, the volleyball team has been doing good this year. They're doing really good. Coach Barnes and all the other girls, they're just really good. I'm happy for them. They're really good this year.
Well, we appreciate it, and congratulations again for KBC Sports Player of the Week, and go get them as playoffs come closer, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There he goes. Do you want to say the last name? I'm not going to say the last name.
Villasenor.
Yeah. Thank you.
Villasenor. Julian Villasenor.
Yeah, that's
all
it.
Right.
I can't roll my R's, so don't even ask.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep up the Palmer theme going here.
The Bulldog train?
Bulldog train.
Okay.
It's out of the
station.
Station, there you go. And we can't stop it.
Yo-Yo is on fire.
He is. That's why I said he's best producer, North and South Equator.
Just once in a row.
I had a half second pause there, and he just gave me the word. I wish you could do that. Can you follow me around for the rest of my life?
I'm always trying to give you the word.
Appreciate it. All right. So let's keep it going. We got, as we said, head coach Melanie Barnes. We also have seniors Macy Maxwell and Alexa Pelrose from the Palmer Volleyball Program. Welcome.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Doing great. Doing good. So we got everybody here, right? Everybody's on, right?
Yeah.
Very good. So y'all have had an amazing year so far
this year. Yes.
14-8, and again, I think you're in fourth place overall in district, 8-5 in district, and you have a match tomorrow night that may settle playoffs, correct?
Well, we are clinched in playoffs.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we've clinched that almost a week and a half ago.
There you go.
But yes, we have our
the crowd goes wild.
We have our last district match tomorrow.
Perfect. So you're going to be fourth no matter what. Is there any type of jostling to third or anything like that?
We would tie for third, but the third place team beat us twice. So
okay,
still fourth.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, awesome. Let's talk about your season so far. I think it's been 4 years since Palmer's made it to the playoffs. Is that correct?
Yes.
So getting that monkey off your back and finally being in the playoffs, how does that feel?
Feels great. I'm always chasing a postseason, and it's always the number one goal, and it feels wonderful to finally have reached a goal and not have a tiebreaker.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, a relief not having to worry about a tiebreaker then.
Or a coin flip or anything else. You
exactly.
Actually, you won it outright. You got it.
So last week was great, just being relaxed. We made playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, Macy, what about you? As someone who's been on varsity now for 3 years and a captain, what's the feeling like inside the locker room from a personal level, but also for your team, for your girls to know that you are going to the playoffs?
Honestly, it's an indescribable feeling. Like, we've been working so hard for this. I know since I've moved here, it's been nothing but just us giving everything we have to try to go every single year. And we knew coming in this year that it was going to be our best shot. And so I'm just glad that we were able to take advantage of that and definitely get it done ahead of time. So like Coach said, we didn't have to have a tiebreaker and everything else. We're very excited, definitely.
Well, Alexa, talk about this season. And we know you guys are going to the playoffs, but what has clicked this year between this group, especially this senior group, that has ultimately helped y'all become successful?
The atmosphere is just great. The energy is always high, and we're always having fun and smiling and laughing and just having a great time on and off the court. And that, I think that's the biggest thing right there.
Well, Macy, I want to ask you, 111 kills, 68 aces, 221 digs. It seems like serving for the Palmer program this year has really been strong. I think you have the stats are 9.6% and 341 aces, which is incredible. Cambry, by the way, leads the squad with 77. What has made that part of y'all's game so successful?
Honestly, I mean, serving is definitely our biggest strength. I definitely think that we serve every day in practice. I mean, that's like something we have to.
Right.
We've been practicing that every day. There's never a day we don't serve. So, I mean, you know, that's definitely been one of Coach's biggest things. She's always said, you know, you can't win games without getting your serve over. I mean, you have to have serves to be able to even be in a game. You lose every point if you miss your serve, you know. So I just definitely think that was the most important thing, her just drilling that into us, that it's got to be just natural. I think that's really the main thing.
Well, Coach, and I guess the question to you is, through your experience, is the serving something you emphasize year in and year out, or is that something that you recognize with this group that they're going to be pretty special at doing it, we need to emphasize it more?
It's kind of a little bit of both. I've always believed, like, I want to take away the other team's first opportunity to score by serving tough, but it's the past couple years, this group of servers, it's like, dang, like, we don't have a weak server on our court. And if we
right.
do, I mean, she's still a great server.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have six girls that can serve up any team in the district.
Right.
And it makes up for a few other things on our court.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's like worked out perfectly, going hand in hand together, where I beat it in their head, but they're naturally great servers.
Well, let me ask from somebody who you probably consider volleyball dumb. How important is it? You said that you want to kind of set them off balance off mm-hmm. the serve, and it helps you guys out. Once you guys serve it off, how does disrupting what the defense is doing help set your guys up?
After serving, our greatest strength is defense. So if we put the ball in play where they can't set their best hitter,
mm-hmm.
it gives my team the best chance to, you know, return
right.
it back to their side with our best hitter. We want to get them out of system so that we have the better opportunity to score. And honestly, that's gotten us a lot of wins this year, is not letting their best hitters hit because they can't set them.
Yeah. Alexa, I want to ask you, it seems like you're one of your specialties is defense and actually receiving those serves coming over. You have 312 receptions. And does that come with maybe having such a strong serving squad that basically you're fielding their serves, and so every other team is like, well, I got this. I've seen this before.
Oh, most definitely. We do serve receive in practice, and so when Cambry's up there serving at us, we're like, oh, if we get her pass and like pass it up, we can anybody, any team. And so definitely playing against best servers in practice has definitely helped us.
Well, Coach, you've got two girls in here. Macy is your captain and Alexa is your co-captain. Talk about them individually. Talk about your senior class and how special this group has been to you.
Mostly this senior class is so special to me because they were my first group I got to coach coming to Palmer as seventh graders. So I've grown as a coach with them. But Macy, she came here and she was like a natural born leader. She already knew how to run the court in the way I needed, and it was like a gift to Palmer. And Alexa, on the other hand, is this super positive, magnetic, like light of an energy that even when people start to get down, she can pick anyone else up on the court. And those are two different types of leaderships, but they work wonderfully together where there's someone leading the court, like running the court like a quarterback would on a football field, and then there's your support person who knows exactly how to bring the best out of everybody.
Well, Macy, hearing those comments, we'll start with you first. Since you are the leader on the court, talk about what Coach Barnes has meant to you in the development of your game and kind of the progression that you've seen through the Palmer program as you've come up.
Well, I just want to say first, thank you, Coach. It means a lot, everything you say to us, definitely. And I know that personally, Coach Barnes has done so much more than just the basic things that a coach needs to do. She is so much more than just a coach to us. She's been a huge reason that we've developed as a team, definitely. I know that if we had any other coach, there's no way, I mean, we'd be where we are, definitely. She has always had faith in us no matter what, and she's always known, like, we are a good team. We're not just, even when we get down, she's like, this is not y'all. Like, you know, like, pick it up. And then she has faith in us. And I think that's definitely something we always need. Because we, even when other people didn't have faith in us, she always did. And I think that's what we definitely needed. So,
Alexa, same question to you. What has Coach meant to you, not only on the court, but also off?
Really just helping me with my college, playing college volleyball. Last year, if somebody would ask me if I was going to play, I would have been like, oh, I'm not that good. But she's, like Macy said, had like a lot of faith in us and really just drilling in our head that we are better than what we think and really just uplifting us and being more than just a coach.
Well, Alexa, you mentioned that. You have an announcement?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Just hopes and dreams, right?
Yes, sir.
Macy, what about you?
I don't want to play in college. I just want to go and have fun.
I love it. Hey, that's awesome, too. Believe me.
I was about to say, you can do that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, for sure.
And so, well, Coach, As we wrap it up, but listening to these girls and talking about the mental aspect that you've instilled in them, you're coming up against Eustace. Like you said, you've already clinched. So I want to kind of know from your perspective the importance of, even though you're already in and you've got the fourth seed locked up, you're playing the I think they're sitting second right now in district. How important is it to go, and even though you've clinched, to get a win like that over a good team that maybe propels you into a deeper playoff run?
Well, I'm always looking to beat the better team. I'm always looking to prove someone wrong. Mm. Around the district, we're just Palmer, you know, and I love a good upset. I love sports. So anytime the underdog beats the better team, or, you know, quotations, better team, it feels good. But it's important to go in there and play our game, best game anyways, so that we can get better going into playoffs. So, yes,
exactly.
It's the end of our district game. It's a warm-up game as well.
Mm-hmm.
So But I'm always up for an upset. And we've done it the past 2 years against Eustis, so why can't we do it again this year?
That's what I'm talking about.
I love it.
That's what, well, ladies, before we get you out of here, Macy, going to start with you. You got anything to say? I know Julian came on in support, but anything to say to any fans listening or any other students to get them to come out, to rally around and support the Palmer volleyball team?
Well, starting with Julian, we're very proud of you. Volleyball in general, but all of us, we're so proud of you, and you represent our school really well, so we're really excited for you. But also, come support. I mean, it's been what, 4 or 5 years since volleyball's gone? I mean, come support us. We want to go more than one round, and without fans, it's, I mean, it's not impossible obviously, but it makes it a lot more fun and more, you know, more exciting. I mean, we're just excited, as I'm sure everybody else is, and it's fun to watch, you know. And I know a lot of, in the past, nobody's thought that it's been fun to come to Palmer volleyball games. I mean, student talk, everybody says that, but it's different this year. It's fun. It's a fun atmosphere. There's energy. There's, like Alexa said, it's exciting to be there. And I really hope that this year we get a crowd. That'd be really exciting.
Now, Alexa, you're the positive one. Do you have anything to add on to that?
Oh, yeah. just bring your voice and just scream for us. You
get
know?
Loud.
Just
right?
Get loud.
Get loud. You know?
She's been barking the past couple days.
I love it. Well, let's not wait for the playoffs. Let's start tomorrow. Where's your game at tomorrow? Tell us about it.
It's at Eustis at 5:00. Just Varsity's playing.
Yeah.
But we're looking to bring the energy at their home place.
Exactly.
Normally it's at our place, but we can do it tomorrow.
That's right.
Well, we want to wish y'all the best of luck. We appreciate you coming on with us and taking some time to shine some light into your program. But more than anything, we wish y'all the best of luck in the playoffs.
Without a doubt.
Thank you.
Because I really hope y'all do it. It's great that y'all are back in the playoffs. Keep building that program, and y'all go get them.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Let's go Bulldogs. There they go.
That was Coach Melanie Barnes along with Macy Maxwell and Alexa Pelrose for the Palmer Lady Bulldogs volleyball team. We wish them again nothing but the best of luck. I felt a lot of energy there. I don't know about you.
Oh, for sure.
Are you going to go check it out?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I want to encourage you, too, if you have somebody that's a tall girl who wants to play volleyball in high school and you want to buy a house in Palmer, then call the Stevens team. Because we sell real estate there. And I think Coach Barnes would welcome a good, like, you know, 6'3 girl at the net. So if you have somebody like that, you want to move on to Palmer, call us. We'd love to help you out. Our number is 214-463-9555. Again, 214-463-9555.
And so before we move on, we're going to get into some football, you know it?
Oh, I love it.
And so we're going to be talking to Maypearl head coach Sam Reapy before we get there. I'll let you know the Panthers are 6-2, 2-2 in district.
Awesome.
And they are, I believe, they might have met it, but they're, I think, one win away from meeting Mr. Tater Beard's prediction because, you know, he was a lot more positive
he
than
was?
The rest of us. And I got to give him props.
Definitely.
I got to give him props because that program, they're on a roll. Right now,
I think a roll is an understatement. They're on definitely. Let's keep that train analogy going. They're on the tracks and get out their way.
And so, but before we get to Coach Repeat, it's going to be brought to you by Waxahachie Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Doctors Mark Rue and Josh McSpadden. They are your preferred location for all orthopedic services, including robotic joint replacement, sports medicine, and fracture care. Doctors Mark Rue and Josh McSpadden are offering robotic surgical services for increased precision and longevity and performance of joint replacement implants. Give them a call at 972-923-9999. One more time, 972-923-9999. And we want to take this time to welcome in head coach of the Maypearl Football Panthers, Sam Reapy. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Good. We appreciate you taking the time to jump on with us. I know you're a busy man. But first off, we want to say congratulations on the win Friday night, and you got those guys rolling down there.
Yeah, they're not doing bad right now.
And so, well, let's talk about that 63-0 victory over A-plus Academy for your third shutout of the year. Now, Coach, but I guess before we get there, you've already doubled your win total from last season. And I know this season is far from over with. We're not talking about any conclusions here. But take a moment and talk about, as a coach, how proud are you to watch this program develop underneath you since you've arrived in Maypearl?
This year is a great year. Obviously the first year was 0-9. Last year, 3 wins. And then now double it. You know, it's a good year. But it'd be a disappointing year if we only went 6-4. Just because missing the playoffs. We're a good enough team to make the playoffs this year. And that's all. That's been our goal this year. And, you know, if we beat Whitney on Friday, then we're in. So the theme of this week's been win, you're in. And we'll see if we can take care of business on Friday at Whitney.
Well, you talked about it in our preseason show, Coach, that your expectations were playoffs, and you were spot on. I mean, you just recorded your third shutout of the season. Talk about the defense's progression down there. Outside of a couple games, you're having your way with opponents. I think you're averaging, just giving up 15 points and some change per game. What down there is going right for your defense? And where have they exceeded your expectations?
I think we had a few kids step out and do some good things this year. Kids I wasn't expecting. They fly around with the ball and get after it. That's the biggest thing I ask for them to do, is just fly around and be around the ball. If we get 11 hats to the ball, then we're going to be in a good position at that game. Cole Redbeard, you know, didn't play last year. He stepped up for us. Our entire D-line, Homer Rispe, Grant Handy, Sean, Kirkpatrick, you know, Quentin Wright, they get after it on the D-line. And only having a three-man rush, they do a really good job of causing some problems up front for us. Allow our linebackers to put a lot of gaps and make a lot of tackles.
Well, Sam, I want to ask you about Homer. He's having a year that's jumping off the stat page out of here. 5 sacks, and he's also recovered 3 fumbles. What type of, you know, progression have you seen this year and the force he is on the field?
You know, last year he played the same position, but he was kind of learning it. And the main thing we talked about to him this year was just playing with that high energy, the motor that he has. You know, in the fourth quarter, he saw the same motor that he had in the first quarter. And it's tough for an old lineman to keep up with someone like that. He's a high-energy, get-after kind of guy from the first quarter to the fourth quarter.
Well, Coach, in our preseason preview, one of the things you talked about is when you go back and look at film, you expect your guys on the defensive side of the ball to see 11 wide helmets. I would say with the way things are going, that's got to be working out pretty good for you. When you go back and look at film, are you pretty proud of how your guys are executing?
Oh, definitely. And again, that's been our motto here since I've been here for the past 5 years as a defense coordinator. It's fly around the ball, 11 hats in every tackle.
And it's translating. I was saying it's translating to turnovers. You have, I think, you have 19 turnovers on the year. So
yes.
a little over 2 a game.
Drastic change from last year. Last year, I bet we only had probably 5 total.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, if we can win a turnover battle, we'll be in games.
Well, let me ask you, Coach, while you're speaking on it, you talked about the total from last year and how it's increased up to 19 this year.
Yeah.
Is it a talent thing, or is it, like you said, is it just buying in and just the swarming and the attacking on the defense that has led to these turnovers?
I think it's swarming, attacking, and just being relentless effort to the ball at all times. And they just fly around a lot better this year than years past.
Well, Coach, you guys are sporting a 145-point differential between you and your opponent in a positive manner. So not only going along with that stout defense, you guys are putting it in the end zone, and it looks like it's a pretty balanced attack. You got about 1,300 yards in the air versus almost 1,200 on the ground. Talk about the complementary football that it seems that your offense is playing and how both your offense and defense benefit and pull off each other's performance.
Offensively, you know, we're throwing the ball really well. I wish our running was our rushing attack was a little bit better. And it's not due to for one reason or the other. Just they're giving us opportunities to throw. When you know you're going to try to play us man, we got some guys that can beat you man, you know, one on one. So we're going to take advantage of that. You know, it helps that we have big playmakers and we can go down there and score real fast. Sometimes I wish it wasn't that fast, but we'll take what we can get. You know, anytime you put up points, that's always a positive.
Well, Coach, you know, I'm going to jump in. This is Tater. I'm just jumping in. Winningham has been rock solid for y'all. No returns on kickoffs basically all season long. How great is it to have a weapon like that in your arsenal to help set up that defense?
I mean, their average starting field position is the 25 to the 30, somewhere in there. We looked at it the other day. They're averaging starting somewhere between 25 and 30 every time. You know, that helps the defense because now that offense has got to go at least, you know, 70 to 75 yards to score. And he's a weapon. I mean, you know, at Grandview, you know, he knocked down a 49-yard field goal for us, and he had at least 10 more yards on that field goal.
Well, Coach, you know, I know you've had a couple of injuries, and one of those is in defensive backfield with Raisler. Seems like he's catching the ball fine, but, you know, just talk about how these players are fighting through all that and giving their max effort.
Yeah, Raisler, you know, he's got his shoulders torn labrum, and he's played every game through it. We've sent him a couple just because we didn't need him for that game. Had a couple of concussions, and now I've got two guys out with torn ACLs. But, you know, they come every day suit up. You know, they come in every morning to lift, and they're not making excuses of bumps and bruises, you know, or torn labrums or anything. They're coming in to get better.
Well, Coach, big game on Friday. We know that with a win, like we said, you're going to be securing that playoff spot over Whitney. What's that Whitney program, you know, looking on the other side of the ball, what do they have to face?
You know, their defense, they're kind of like us. They put six in the box and they're going to fly around. I think we can exploit them a lot of times, though, on that because they're doing some different things that they're going to help us. They have to play a little man, which I think works in our favor. Offensively, their quarterback is the one that makes him go, so we got to contain him. And if we can do that, I think we can come out with the win.
We're talking with head coach Sam Reapy of the Maypearl Panthers football team. Coach Reapy, we don't want to count chickens before they hatch, but you're staring down the barrel of a playoff berth. As a head coach, when you're talking with your staff and with your players, what kind of emotions and excitement is it and around that locker room to know that what you're fighting for, that, guys, we get a win and we're going to be playoff bound? How exciting is that for you as a coach?
My first time as head coach will be awesome. And that's really all I could ask for from the kids, you know, to give us a chance to make the playoffs this year. And that's what they've done. And we preached all week, you know, last week and this week, you know, hey, beat Whitney and you're in. And it just kind of sets the tempo for the whole practice. We had probably our best practice today of the year, offensive, defense. I mean, the whole deal today was a great practice. And I think the mentality is kind of changing about we are a playoff team and this is what it looks like and this is how we got to practice and get after it. So I think they're starting to realize it and feel better about going out there and practicing, and now they understand what they're practicing for.
Well, Coach, when you're looking ahead, you've played pretty well on both sides of the ball, but what are maybe some little improvements as the season winds down that you're looking to see from your guys, maybe some things to clean up before the end of the season, before playoffs start?
I'd like to see our run game get a little better. I think that sets up a lot of other things, obviously, with the pass game. But I think if we can just run the ball a little more effectively, that'll be really good going into the playoffs if we can make it. And just to finish out the year, if not, defensively, is just keep doing what we're doing and flying around to the ball. And I'd be happy with that.
Well, Coach, you know, I know you got asked how important it was for you and how great you're going to feel, but how big is it for your program and these players, especially these senior players, having such a great season this year?
I think it's huge. I think that'll set the tone going into off season, whenever that happens, and it kind of just sets the tradition of things, you know, for next year and the year after, and hopefully that, you know, we can build on that and become a playoff contender year after year.
Well, and Coach, real quick, what are you going to tell those Panther fans, you know, to get out there and really support this team on this game at Whitney?
Come support us. We're in. You'll get to see us an extra week after that. So come out, be loud, be proud, show up early, and let's get after it.
Well, Sam, as a friend and a fan of yours, I want to let you know how proud we are of you and what you've done with the May Pearl program there. Great things are happening. Great things are ahead of you. Know that here at the Press Box and KBC, we support you. Best of luck. Go beat Whitney, and let's talk soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And there he goes, head coach of your May Pearl Panthers, Sam Reapy. I was waiting for the yo-yo to clap. He's come back down to earth. He wasn't as quick-witted as he was at the beginning of the show.
That's all right. He's got things to do. He's a busy man.
I'm getting tired over here.
It's all this. It's the cold rain and the dark, and man, it is. It's time for a nap.
I'm telling you, I'm ready for a nap. It's getting dark earlier these days, too.
Yeah, it is.
And so, well, before we move on, we've got another interview to take place. But before we get there, we're going to do some Ellis County scoreboard for our volleyball scores this past week.
We are.
I don't know about you guys, but the season's almost over. I'm excited. It is playoff volleyball. If you didn't hear Palmer talking about it, they got one more game.
Yes.
Even the bigger schools are just down.
Well, they got more than one more game.
Well, one more regular season game.
Exactly.
And so we'll start with Avalon. Avalon defeated ATLCA in three. I apologize. I don't have much more than that. They, as far as my max prep says, they're sitting about a fourth seed. That could be true, could not be true, but we wish them the best of luck. The Itley Gladiators, we had them on last week, if you remember. Yep. They lost to Rio Vista in three, but that's all right because they're finished up third in district, and they'll face off against Tioga Thursday evening in Glen Rose to open with the first round
of
the playoffs.
So congratulations, Itley.
We wish those Lady Gladiators nothing but the best of luck.
Palmer Bulldogs, as we said, they're riding a three-game win streak, and they're going to be facing Eustis, sitting fourth in district. But they, again, have secured their first playoff berth in 4 years. Congratulations, Bulldogs.
The May Pearl Lady Panthers finished up its regular season with a 3-0 sweep of A-plus Academy. Lady Panthers finished second in district behind Grandview. And look for them to make a big playoff run.
I was about to say 20-5 on the year.
Yeah,
that one sole loss coming to Grandview in district play. They're going to be pretty good. So we wish those May Pearl Panthers the best of luck. Midlothian Heritage. They are also good.
Yeah.
The Lady Jags closed out its third straight undefeated
Insane.
District season.
Insane. Congratulations.
That is the second under Coach Weber in as many years. There we go. We had them on a couple weeks ago. They swept the Bryan alma mater Venus Bulldogs last Friday in three.
I asked them to take it easy.
Yeah, well, maybe they did. Maybe that was easy.
Yeah.
They put them out of their misery before they let it go on too far.
Well, congratulations, Midlothian Heritage. That's amazing.
And so the Tater Beer radio call, Midlothian Lady Panthers, are 13-1 on the season, 6-0 in district. They defeated Ennis in three last Friday night. That brought their winning streak to 9 games.
And boom.
They'll face off against the Red Oak Hawks tomorrow night.
It's been a good match because, speaking of Red Oak, they're 6-1 in district. They beat Cleburne in four last Friday. And the Lady Hawks will be riding that 3-game winning streak into that slugfest against Midlothian tomorrow night. It's going to be a good – if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, there's some good volleyball games around the county.
And Red Oak's only district loss came up against Midlothian.
So a little maybe revenge?
Maybe a little revenge. I'll just say this. At one point, I think the Red Oak Hawks were 5 or 6 games under 500.
Yeah.
And I know they're 6-1 through district, but they're 10-9 on the year, so a pretty good turnaround.
Don't call to come back.
And real quick, you know, if you check out Facebook for the Red Oak Lady Hawks volleyball team or Midlothian, they're doing a canned food drive called 2020.
I love it.
Last year they did peanut butter and jelly and raised a ton of stuff for the pantries.
And when Waxahachie, guys, they're 6-2. They rebounded nicely after a couple losses. They swept DeSoto and Waco High last week. Lady Indians are in third in district, and they're going to host Cedar Hill tomorrow night. So, again, tomorrow night is a good night to watch some volleyball.
It is. It is. And then we're going to move right along as we wait for our next guest into our Ellis County football scoreboard. Now, if they come on, we'll put a pause to this scoreboard, finish it up at the end of the show. Also, I ask that you hang around as we have a big announcement at the end of the show. Whoa. In regards to one of our upcoming press boxes. Before we get there, Brian's looking at me, and let's save that for the interview. Save that for the interview. And so for this now, we've got our Ellis County scoreboard. Football, Avalon, in that rivalry, we had both Coach Crompton and Coach Cole on last week. Avalon defeated Milford in the six-man rivalry of Ellis County. 33-18. Somebody did have to lose. They didn't go to the coin flip.
Which they both could win, but they didn't.
And so Avalon is now 4-4 on the year, a complete turnaround from the start of the year. Congratulations there. They're 2-1 in district. Milford is 1-5 on the year, still 1-1 in district. Avalon gets a bye, and they have one more game in 2 weeks against Blum. Milford actually plays Blum this Friday night.
Yeah.
And if they want a chance at playoff football, they need to beat Blum, and they need to hope Avalon beats Blum. That's a tongue twister right there.
So they both need to beat Blum.
Yes.
Say
yes.
That five times fast. Yes. Both beat Blum. Both beat Blum.
Yeah. Indubitably.
And so, well, we wish both Avalon and Milford the best of luck. What happened in Italy?
Oh, they're rolling.
Go with it, Brian.
No, Tater. I'm just thinking.
Italy going 6-1, 3-0, rolled over Cayuga, 49-0 in another impressive Friday night victory. Gladiators are now outscoring their opponents 182-54 through seven games. Italy's tailback, Jaden Barr, continued to impress and rushed 15 for 148 and three TDs. We can't forget about the defense, who recorded their second shutout, fourth total game of allowing 7 points or less. Mm.
Can we get those guys to play at AT&T Stadium?
Hey, now.
Hey, Yo-Yo, we're not talking about them.
The team that shall not be named?
That's right. Yes. Moving on.
Well, and then Gabe Martinez, middle linebacker, recorded 10 solo tackles, 4 assists, 3 tackles for losses, cornerback Jalen Glover, and DT D'Artagnan Thomas both recorded fumbles. Italy outgained Cayuga 361-37.
That's insane.
The Gladiators will host Dawson this Friday night for senior night.
Tater, I'm going to ask a request from you on public airwaves here. Can we please talk to Jaden Barr before the season's over? I'm a little fan.
I tell you what, I'll work on that one.
All right.
I'll help him out.
All right, let's do that.
I'll see what I can do.
All right.
Not that I pull strings around here.
No, you are the string puller. You're the puppeteer.
We'll see what we can do. I want to take this one because this is the craziest one of the night. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Palmer, 8-1 and 4-1 now in district. They collected a rather peculiar, maybe for 2020 it's normal.
Yeah.
Maybe we should be used to this by now.
2-0.
But they got a victory 2-0 over Blue.
Was that on a two-run RBI double?
Yes.
Okay.
It was actually on a forfeit. So Blooming Grove had a forfeit due to reasons. And so the Bulldogs went ahead and got the win because there's no time to really make up any games. So they're 8-1, 4-1 in district, and they will finish out their season. They have a bye this week. They'll play against GCA at home November 6th.
Well, we talked about May Pearl. Let's do it again because they're rolling so nicely that there's not enough publicity we can give to them. They're 6-2, and they tallied its third shutout. And again, do you guys understand how hard it is to shut out a team in high school football?
It's hard.
And so to do it three times
in the same season.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Hey, I just want to give you props. The Venus Bulldogs were not one of those teams.
Well, we won't talk about that either. But May Pearl, the Panthers are in fourth place. We talked about that big matchup on Friday night against Whitney. And I encourage anybody who's a May Pearl fan, or even if you're not, just Ellis County football fan in general, go support them folks in Whitney this Friday night. Hopefully they can get that win and take them to the playoffs.
Ferris 4-3, 1-1, took out Hillsborough 20-17. Yellow Jackets outgained Hillsborough 315 yards to 179 in the victory. Coach Lane will look to have his boys ready to host Venus. And guess what, Brian?
Tell me.
I'm sorry, but they're playing Venus.
Hey, Venus has a shot, I think.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
Real quick, though, this is not to dig at anybody, but if I had Mr. Nix as a principal, if anybody's from Waxahachie, you know who David Nix is. Even if maybe you're not from Waxahachie. But his favorite saying, especially when we play Ennis, was we play Ennis just for practice. And that just sparked in my mind now that Ferris is going to play Venus.
Come
just
on
for practice.
Now, guys. Y'all are just... I'm like a human.
We're not picking on the school. We're picking on Brian.
Is it like a scrimmage or
no?
Hey, it's
wait till next week and see what Venus does.
Okay,
let's wait and see.
And so, before we move on though, because our next Ellis County scoreboard game was going to be Midlothian Heritage, but we timed that out pretty good.
We did. Yeah, we did. We meant to do this.
And so, at this time, I want to welcome in head coach of the Midlothian Heritage Jags, Lee Wigington. How are you doing, sir? Coach, you there?
Can you guys hear me?
I can. How are you doing this evening?
Doing well. Just been a little hectic, but thank you guys so much for taking time to talk to us.
Oh, of course.
No, we appreciate it. Do you have anybody with you?
I do. I have D'Angelo Freeman.
Well, D'Angelo, how are you,
hi,
sir?
D'Angelo. Hey, I'm D'Angelo Freeman.
All right, then.
Well, D'Angelo, I want to talk to you about y'all's defense y'all have over there. I know you're one of the leaders over there. You're a senior defensive lineman and linebacker. And you guys are coming off a great game. But just the season in general, you're holding your opponents under 20 points per game. And you were, this past week, facing a team who is a powerhouse and had come off two games scoring 62 and 42 points, and you held them folks to 21. Talk about that defense. What are you doing, and what's your squad doing just to hold them out of the end zone?
Okay. They was a great team opponent. We executed at a high level, and basically our offense shut them down, you know.
Very good. And Coach Wigg, you know,
yes,
you've
sir.
Had some very talented players over there at Heritage, some extremely talented players. But, you know, just a little bit that I've been able to come and see, is D'Angelo not one of the best players you've had on the field as far as athletics and personality and how he gets the team around?
Yeah, you know, he is, like what you said, is exactly. He's an awesome player, wonderful player. But what he's even better is he's a much, much, much better kid. He's one of those that everyone, when you're around him, your day immediately becomes better. When you're on the field, you play better simply because he's around you. Mm-hmm. You smile more. You feel better about life in general. I mean, he's just a wonderful human being that's great at the game of football.
Well, Coach, let's talk to you about last week. You faced La Vega again, a known powerhouse in Texas football. Going to that game, and of course, I know you probably felt great about it. But coming off on top and winning 31-21, looking at game and looking at film, you know, how did you guys take them down?
Well, anytime you're playing teams that are, to be quite honest, playing teams of the caliber that are in our district, you're just going to have to play great football, and we did. We went out, and I think in all three phases of the game, just played really solid. The kids played incredibly hard, made plays in the special teams. Defense came out and stopped a very explosive offense. And then offense did enough and, you know, converted a lot of third downs, kept drives alive, and just did the things that you need to do to have a chance to win that caliber, against that caliber of opponent.
Well, Coach Wigg, hang on a second. Let's get the coach talk out the way, all right, because that's probably the most excited I've seen you after a win in quite a while. You know, how much did that really mean to you in this program and this senior class?
Well, when you when you're facing a team of that caliber, you know, and La Vega, you know, what people on the outside think is that La Vega is a very talented team and that La Vega is a very good football team. What people on the inside know is that they're one of the best coached football programs in the state. I mean, they just are from top to bottom, you know, when it comes to fundamental football, they're as well coached as anyone that I've prepared for and gone against. So you have a team that's very talented. You have a team that's incredibly well coached that just doesn't lose. I mean, they just don't lose district ball games. So, you know, when we way back to February, when we found out we were in their district, that was an exciting date. It was an exciting date for us, looking forward to of thinking, you know, great, you know, we have an opportunity to play one of the best, which ironically is followed back up with the same caliber in Stephenville this week. But
But to be able to go against somebody that we perceive as one of the best out there, and then to see our kids play the way they did, I mean, you know, you can't help but be incredibly proud and excited for them.
D'Angelo, I'm gonna come over to you. When you come off a big game like that, and coaches will give you the speech, you don't want to get too high, too low, but what's that locker room like? What is the emotions and the feelings? Is a win like that propel you to think, you know what, we've got what it takes to go win this whole thing? Or how are y'all feeling over there at Heritage?
We're feeling very confident. At the same time, we got to stay humble and just take care of our business. And basically, yeah, we were very excited for the win. We were happy for each other. You know, we got a lot of work to do, little things, doing the little things right, and that was it.
Coach Wigg, did you write him a script before he came on the show?
No. As a matter of fact, as I was telling you guys when we called, and I'm so sorry, but we've just been scrambling, you know, trying to find a place that we could practice, and we were in the gym, and I had to holler at D'Angelo from the other gym, actually. So nothing. Yeah, that's just, I'm telling you, he's a great human being that would make you proud in whatever capacity you're associated with him in.
Well, and I've got one for D'Angelo right now. D'Angelo, how much better does it make you as a player going against those great offensive linemen that the Jags have?
Oh, it makes me a whole lot better. You know, as we study films, I work on what's their weakness, and I study that, and then I just execute at a high level, and it's amazing because at the end of the day, it's just hard work pays off, and proud of my coaches for teaching me, doing the little things right each and every day.
Well, you don't let Carson pancake you in practice, do you?
No, sir.
Okay.
Never.
Well, Coach Wigg, I want to talk about your quarterback and Raider for a second. When we first had you on, you had nothing but good things to say about this guy, but getting the reps and getting the experience was one of the key factors. It looks like he's kind of finding his footing here for your football team. Talk about his play and how it's progressed from the beginning of the season to now, and the kind of leadership that he's exemplified for this team.
Well, he's worked incredibly hard at it, you know, and you know, when it really comes down to it at that position, you know, it's just going to be about what you can do to move the chains, and he's done a great job in leading the team up and down the field. You know, he hasn't tried to make plays that are outside of the offense, so he's done a good job of that, and he has the belief of his teammates. You know, on both sides of the ball, they trust and respect him as an athlete. They trust and respect him as a peer, as a leader, as a teammate. They know that he's somebody that's going to lay it all on the line for them. And it's just, you know, when you have that and the teammates believe in you, you know, it's fun to let him go out there and just play his game. And he's been playing it at a high level.
Now, D'Angelo, is Dalen scared of you at practice or what?
I'll tell you, I can answer that. Everyone is.
There we go.
Well, Coach, there's no rest for the weary as you guys are going to be traveling and take on second place Stephenville this Friday night. So, like you said, in your district, it doesn't stop. It's just one after another. Talk about that Stephenville squad. What problems do they face, and how are you guys going to take the victory?
Well, I mean, all kinds of problems. You know, when you look at their defense, they just – I would use a word chaotic. I mean, they're all over the place, and it's you know, it can cause a great deal of confusion, frustration. You know, they just make big plays by making you be wrong offensively. They have, you know, great athletes on both sides of the ball, and then you turn around to their offense, and they have a quarterback who, much like ours, you know, played receiver last year. Mm. And this guy is a great athlete. He's just a playmaker at that quarterback position, and they have as good a running back as there is. And offensive line is just nasty. They just play the game the way you want it played. So to answer your question of what do we have to do, you know, their offense is so balanced. So you have to cover the whole field. You have to defend the whole field. You have to be able to contain the passing game while – being able to stop the run game as well, which is a great challenge for any defense. So on the defensive side of the ball, we're just going to have to play extremely sound football. On the offensive side of the ball, we're going to have to hope that we can remain calm in the chaos. You know, because,
right,
again, that's what they're going to set out to hope to do and try to do, is to make us lose our cool. You know, and if we can stay calm and find a way to
to execute, then we'll have a chance to move the ball on that side of the ball.
Well, D'Angelo, the whole city of Midlothian's around you right now. You're going to get them fired up before this game. What are you going to tell those Jag fans out there to get them to come down to Stephenville and cheer y'all on?
I'm going to say makes me nervous. I'm just going to say I really don't know. I'm speechless on
how
that.
How would
one.
You break a huddle, man?
I'll tell you that what I like to say to Jag fans is you would be so proud of the way that these guys work every single day, and D'Angelo is the absolute top of that list. And if you could come watch them in practice, you'd be proud. But if you'll show up in Stephenville, you're going to be proud of the way they represent Midlothian heritage and represent this community.
Well, Coach and D'Angelo, we appreciate both you jumping on with us and taking a little bit of time out of your busy schedule. We wish you both the best of luck, and go out there and kick some butt on Friday night.
Beat Stephenville for us.
And get that district championship here in the next couple of weeks. What do y'all say?
We would absolutely love that. We will do everything we can to make it happen, I promise you.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks again, and hopefully we have you on here in a couple of weeks talking about a playoff run.
No, that would be awesome. Thank you guys so much for thinking about us over here as well. Thank you.
Of course. Thank
you
all. Have a good night.
We appreciate it. And there they go. D'Angelo Freeman, senior defensive end and outside linebacker, and head coach Lee Wigginton. And so before we get out of here, we got a couple minutes left. Who was that interview brought to you by, Brian?
Oh, that was brought to you by FBM Construction. If you're looking for anything construction-wise, AC, roofing, addition to your house, building a house, whatever you want to do, call an Ellis County company that's been here since 1978. They would love to give you a free bid. Don't go out to some Dallas, company. Keep it here local. They do quality work, and they're local. So give them a call, 972-865-6732. Again, FBM Construction at 972-865-6732.
And back to our scoreboard real quick. Midlothian Heritage right there that was on with us, 7-2, 3-0. Beat La Vega 31-21. La Vega was number three. Now the Panthers are – I mean, Jaguars, excuse me. I'm so – used to doing those. The Jags are now number 9 in the state.
Boom.
In Region 1.
Love it.
There we go. Life Waxahachie fell to Stephenville 49-13. The Mustangs will host Brownwood on Friday night.
Midlothian 3-0, 1-0, open up district, the thrashing of Birdville Hawks. Beat them 49-14. Panthers put up 518 yards on the ground, guys, and they have a pretty big offensive line over there, so there was probably some holes to run through. Riley Angel on the defensive side of the ball racked up 4 solo tackles and 3 interceptions and 2 passes defended and a blocked field goal, and that was just in the first half. That's crazy. So congratulations to them. They're going to go ahead and go into and take on Colleyville Heritage on Friday night. So let's go Panthers. Let's get that second district win.
Coach Quintero and the Red Oak Hawks got back on the field. 1-1, 1-0, finally got to take the field after 3 weeks. Opened up district with a 45-21 victory over Mansfield Legacy. Red Oak will host Richland this Friday night, and look out for that tight end group.
Ennis Lions. I watched this on YouTube, not from my couch, by the way. I was watching it, and they actually just dismantled Mansfield Summit 63-26. Colin Drake, one of our favorite players, led the Lions going 14-21 with 242 yards and 3 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. He protects that ball well over there. Ennis Lions, they're going to be facing Royce City this Friday night, and it's going to be their homecoming. So, go in. Let's do it.
And the Waxahachie Indians, 1-3, opened up district against the DeSoto Eagles last Friday night with a 42-6 loss. Now, the Indians did open up the scoring, going up 6-0 in the first, but it was all Eagles from there. This is the third straight game the Indians have failed to score more than 7 points after their opening win against Coppers Cove of 34-7. They'll host Cedar Hill Friday night. Maybe the Indians can get their scoring woes figured out.
I do want to say, there's small victories. In seasons like this and a district like this, you got to hang on to small victories. So going deep into the first quarter, they were just down 6-7 against one of the best teams in the state. So they actually played very well for at least a quarter and held on when no one thought they would. And they were, like I said, right there with them.
And so that concludes our show. But before we go, Tater, we've got an announcement. What information you got about us here in the coming weeks?
Don't forget, November the 9th at Tacos for Life in Waxahachie, we'll be hosting a complete two-hour show with Red Oak football, Middle Lothian football, for the O'Villa Road rivalry matchup happening that Friday night. We'll be sponsored by Middle Lothian H2O that night. And, of course, do you remember?
I don't.
Come on, man.
You got it.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
My Dough City. If you have, you want to try the buns are the best in Texas.
Wow, all right.
One of the best burgers you'll have right across from the high school. Make sure you go over there for pizzas and stuff in Middle Lothian H2O. And also, Rally Sportswear is going to have some stuff for us to give out. For
November 9th, Monday. 2 weeks. Be there,
Tacos
guys.
Tacos for life.
Well, guys, it's been a great show. Can't wait to be back with you next week. We have a lot of great games we're going to be talking about, volleyball and football. Find somebody this week. Make this their world a better place. Show some love, and go teams.
Say bye, Yo-Yo.
Bye, Yo-Yo.
You've been listening to The Press Box on 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, and KBEC.com. Press Box is brought to you by Dr. Mark Rue and Dr. Josh McSpadden with Waxahachie Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the Stevens team at Legacy Realty, and FBM Construction. Tune in Monday nights at 6 p.m. for The Press Box on KBEC. And for more, go to sports.kbec.com.